welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today, the story of a woman who founded a medical device company in part because she couldn't find a cure for her own pain. Hear how VuvaTech was launched and what it does after this. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to GEICO.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. A medical device company in Sarasota, Florida, aims to allow the sexual intimacy that women may desire with safe and natural healing. VuvaTech was launched by 33-year-old Tara Langdale Schmidt, who was seeking to solve her own medical issues involving vulvodynia, a chronic pain experienced by an estimated 15% of American women, especially during intercourse. Tara, explain what the company does.
We have a vaginal dilator set. It's actually a neodymium vaginal dilator set for women that have painful intercourse. I actually created this product for myself because I suffered with pelvic pain. The average person goes to the doctor over, average woman goes to the doctor over five times, sometimes up to 11 or 12 times before they're diagnosed properly.
Wow.
And I was one of those people, and I actually ended up diagnosing myself. So they tried to give me compounded creams with gabapentin and ketamine in them, lidocaine injections for the painful intercourse. I specifically have vulvodynia, which is unexplained nerve pain in the opening. So kind of how I tell people exactly what it feels like. It's like fibromyalgia, but down there in your vagina. When you go to have intercourse, it feels like somebody's stabbing you with a cigarette and cutting you at the same time. It is absolutely excruciating, sharp pain. So as you can imagine, that's not fun, especially when you're about to get married like I was.
Right.
So I did a lot of research on my own, and I was like, wow, I see vulvodynia. I think I have that to my doctor. Do I have that? And he's like, oh, yeah, I think that's it. So he consulted with six other doctors.
Wow.
And he's like, Tara, I don't know how to help you. We don't know what to do. This is an unexplained nerve pain thing like fibromyalgia. And, well, when he said that, I had read about that. It was fibromyalgia and vulvodynia in the same sentence, a chronic nerve pain issue. A light bulb went off. And my mother had fibromyalgia very bad in 1996.
Wow.
And she, after spending $40,000 on doctors, neodymium magnet therapy is what she used. She met another lady that helped her. So she got this sleep system and these neodymium magnets and put them all over her, and it really helped with her pain. And she went from being in bed to 9 months to almost being okay. I would say about 90% better.
Wow.
And I have used them previously on my neck and back after a car accident because of it helped her. And they've always helped me. So I said, oh my goodness, I need to put neodymium magnets, this magnet that they use, and it's a $1 billion industry for medical devices, and I need to put it in a dilator.
Wow.
So I called my husband, I have this idea. He's like, let's do it. So we did it, and it was literally a night and day change. And I was like, I have to help people. I have to help these women. They have barely anything to try.
Yeah.
Nobody's helping them. Even if I just help one or two people, I've done my job. And I've helped over 7,000 so far in the last couple of years. So it's been really successful so far.
Boy, and to your point about the doctor's visit, first of all, I hope he didn't charge you for that visit when you had done all the work.
You get charged.
But wasn't there a time, speaking of women not being able to get help, wasn't there one doctor who said, have a glass of wine and some Advil or something like that?
That was the same doctor.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I've actually read that story about either just the drink wine. I've read that story about four other times in the last 3 years that other women have wrote.
From a male doctor? So are you an entrepreneur by trade?
You know, I always kind of have been. When I was 11, I made my mother's website for her cruise business.
Wow.
Taught myself how to make websites at 11 years old. I've always, you know, had a side hustle. I did hair extensions, clip-in hair extensions when they were big for years, custom. Mm-hmm. You know, I still build websites for people to this day.
Wow, okay.
I charge very reasonable prices because I don't like people getting ripped off for things. So when I know a website, you know, it's very simple to make, I'll charge, you know, $500 for friends instead of, you know, it might cost them $2,000 to $3,000 and they might wait 6 months.
Yeah.
So I can get it done in 3 days. So I've always had a side hustle and loved it and just loved doing things and helping people and creating things and being my own boss, you know.
Say again the device that VuvaTech has.
So it's a neodymium vaginal dilator set. There's 5 different sizes right now. You work your way up in sizes. What it does is it creates blood flow to the area and relaxes the muscles before intercourse.
Okay. So tell me about the process of creating the dilator set. Like, did you need money to launch this thing? If so, where did it come from? What kind of obstacles did you face?
So we did need some money, but before I asked, so one of my friends, his name is Robert Smithson, he actually invented another thing, the Tervis Tumbler wrap and the Tervis Tumbler cup, and he lives in town, and I had bartended at a few of his parties, and he's just smart. He knows everybody, and I said, Rob, I want to work with you some way, but this is before I thought about it, about this idea. And he's like, okay. And his business was just flourishing, and he was doing so good. He's like, look at these ideas, see if anything catches your eye. Well, then he went traveling, and I thought of this idea kind of before he got back. So I sat down, and I said, listen, I'm going to talk about vaginas, and I just need you to listen. And it's a real thing, and it's a real problem.
Okay.
He said, okay. So I said, it's called vulvodynia. And it's horrible, and dilators have been around for 20 to 30 years, and they're already used, but this is going to be a better dilator, and this is why. And I explained it to him. He's like, okay. So we asked a few doctors here and there, and they all were like, that's a great idea, especially Dr. Lennox Hoyt, which was the chief medical director at USF and Tampa General, chief urogynecologist. So he said, you know, we had some very high-up people tell us that this is a great idea. So we're like, okay, let's do a clinical trial through Sarasota Memorial Hospital and Dr. Michael Swore, who's a pelvic pain specialist in town. And so we ended up doing that because I'm like, I need to see if this works as good for other people as it did for me. Mm. It was a smaller study, but it really worked well. It worked really well. It was shown to be 80% more effective than the other dilators. It actually reduced the number of pain locations by 30%. So locations that actually hurt that are done by a Q-tip test, they just poke around with the Q-tip, you know, like clockwork and measure. It reduced the number of pain locations even. So we're like, okay, let's do this. So, you know, injection molds are very expensive, but we had it done here in our town. We could get them half price overseas, but it was very important to us to get it made in town.
Oh, how about
keep
that?
Very the good. Work.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the United States. And then we also, they're manufactured about 10 minutes down the road here in Sarasota, Florida as well. And then also, you know, we needed to get it protected. So there was the cost of the patent as well.
What's that cost, by the way?
So total probably around $35,000, $40,000 over 3 years. We got ours very quickly, which was in three years. We have a very good patent attorney out of St. Louis, Keith Bay, but he did a very, very highly recommended from one of my friends that has over 20 patents, and he did a very good job. But, I mean, it is expensive, and you just have to know that you could maybe spend that money and not get one as well. So that's very important to know. You got to really want it because you could spend, you know, $35,000, $40,000 in it and not be granted as well.
Wow. What other what other kind of money did you need, or how much did you need to get going?
Well, total, we put in probably over $200,000 total, which actually isn't bad for a startup.
Okay.
That's a success, as successful as we are right now. But we needed, you know, we started off with a marketing company, and I really wasn't that happy with them because I was looking at it, and I was like, I could be doing all this for free.
Oh, wow.
So we got rid of them, and I redid the website in 2 nights, and that's still the website we have to this day, and I can edit it when I want.
Right.
So some great advice is if you can really do something yourself with a startup, you really need to do it because you need to save money.
Yep.
And, you know, I didn't pay myself for 3 years. So, you know, you just, yeah, I don't want to pay somebody else if I'm not even paying myself and
sure.
I can do it myself, you know.
Very good. We're speaking with Tara Langdale-Schmidt. She's the founder of VuvaTech, a company in Sarasota, Florida. They're a medical device company that helps women suffering from pelvic pain, especially during intercourse. And she's developed this dilator set that's helped thousands of women. As you launched, did you notice, I don't know, perhaps like an unexpected client or avenue where you wanted to take things?
I did, actually. So but when I started this, I was like, okay, we're going to market to gynecologists and obstetricians. So I'm like, that's, you know, that's who deals with this on a daily basis. Well, about a year and a half into it, so I had only marketed it, you know, to the physicians. About a year and a half into it, I learned about pelvic floor physical therapy. I had no clue it existed whatsoever, and it's actually one of the number one treatment avenues for women that have pelvic pain, and they don't know about it. So before you do surgeries and injections and everything, you need to go see a pelvic floor physical therapist, and I wasn't even marketing to them, and that's who uses dilators on a daily basis, because your pelvic floor is basically a web of muscles.
Okay.
It can become tight, just like in your neck and your shoulders.
Hmm.
So you need to learn how to do certain stretches in your hips, you know, pelvic floor stretches. So my marketing plan changed a year and a half in to completely to almost PTs, because physicians actually weren't even diagnosing this correctly.
Wow.
And they weren't, they're not really, it's really sad. You know, if they went to school 20, 25 years ago, and all they do is, you know, do pap smears and deal with endometriosis and deliver babies, they never learned about all these pelvic pain conditions.
Sure.
I could literally have a conversation with an OBGYN here in this town, and I would know more about it than them now
at this point. I believe it. Yeah.
It's almost not their fault at the same time, too, though, you know, because they weren't taught it.
Yep. And,
you know?
And to a certain extent, I think, and I'm only guessing, it's not an easy subject to talk about for many women, so maybe they weren't so forthcoming in admitting that there was a problem and asking to have it diagnosed.
Exactly, yeah. It's like a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
There's both sides to it. So they're just, when I started this 4 years ago, there was about 2 articles online about vulvodynia, and now there are probably around, you know, 30, 40, which is nice, because that's how women find what they have, because they're not getting answers from their doctor.
Right.
They Google and try to learn, you know, and then they read these articles, and a light bulb goes off. They're like, oh, that's what I have.
Wow.
And then they start, you know, research from there on how to treat it.
Where does the business go now?
Where does it go now? Well, we actually just this past week got a distributor in Canada, so we're working with them. And then in the UK, I do ship all around the world, but people, you know, want an actual distributor in their country.
Okay.
You know, it helps with shipping time, shipping costs. So we're going to be actually having actual physical distributors in Canada, one in Ontario, and then one in the UK. So, and now I'm actually looking for a distributor in Australia, because I get a lot of interest from Australia, a lot of orders from Australia. A lot of women like the silicone feel. It's a little bit harder for with the magnets, because if they bend, then the magnets can actually become out of place and flap into each other. So we're doing the R&D now for silicone dilators as well.
How about that?
That's exciting.
Here's a question I'd like to ask the entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself. Would you sell?
I would sell. It is my passion. It would have to be a lot, but I would sell. I mean, I don't mind, as long as I knew that whoever bought it was going to continue to help people and you know, keep it alive and keep it going. And I would definitely sell. I mean, I am a businesswoman still.
Yeah.
Is it my passion? Yes, but I'm a businesswoman
at heart. Would you then jump into something else?
Oh, probably. You can't stop me. I mean, I probably would have a new idea the next night and not sleep for 3 weeks trying to figure it out.
Thanks, Tara. That is Tara Langdale-Schmidt, founder of VuvaTech in Sarasota, Florida.
No one compliments you when their paycheck is correct, but make one mistake and you risk alienating your entire workforce. With Kronos, we make sure your payroll is done right the first time, from punch to paycheck. Embedded checklists, simplified workflows, a single source of truth. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/payroll. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report can be found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You could send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.